So, Emma, the Touchstone Theater will be mailing out letters and packages to tell a story called Shadows in Steam. So what's it all about?
It starts out pretty broadly, just a, you know, sort of classic run-of-the-mill murder mystery on a train, and it will eventually evolve into something a little bit more sinister. This is a story set in 1906, and a steam engine has just rolled into the station with three passengers dead on board. There's a strange smoke coming out of the engine, and everyone, the crew, the passengers, they've been having these nightmares that no one can really account for.
I understand there's some paranormal elements at play, and you've said that this is a genre you're drawn to. So why do you like writing science fiction?
Those stories, you know, are ostensibly about these fantastical things happening somewhere in the far future or the distant past, but they're very much speaking to concerns about the present. On this train, there is this strange power, but can we really know that this is over? If that's not the current zeitgeist, you know, I don't know what is.
I want to talk about these packages that will be sent out to your subscribers. So what's in them?
It'll be a combination. Each package will be a combination with a number of written statements, also some drawings, some visual art, some of what we're calling artifacts, like, oh, this is a piece of evidence. This is a, you know, a handkerchief.
Do you essentially want people to crack the case and find out what happened?
If there is a conclusive end to what it all means, that is for the audience to determine on their own.
Are you saying people won't necessarily find out who done it?
People will find out certain details from the letters for sure, and what pieces they put together beyond that will be up to them.
Oh, I see. So when will the story go out?
It'll be going out over the course of February and March. So I think the first letter goes out week of Valentine's Day, and then six packages will arrive after that.
And why do you think people are drawn to this type of storytelling?
In our very text and messenger and email infused world, there's something very different and satisfying about receiving a physical item in the mail. And I think that's something that a lot of people are tapping into right now.